Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Would you like to do something really grand for your family? Well, one of the nicest things we can think of is to treat them to a dinner of Kroger quality beef. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy. Yes, Kroger quality beef will be a wonderful treat for those wonderful people who come home to you each night, your family. Just think how their faces will light up when the aroma of superbly cooked beef greets them as they step into the house. And then just wait until they see the dining room table with a thick, juicy Kroger quality beef steak or a crusty brown beef roast awaiting their pleasure. And say, you'll get a lot of pleasure from the buying of Kroger quality beef because it's so economical. That's right, it's a mighty thrifty buy. And don't forget, when you buy nutritious and wholesome Kroger quality beef, you're getting beef that's carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's waiting for you at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Wealthy Madeline Dodge has tricked Nora Williams into telling her that Freddie Lang and her father are going into the dairy business together, and that her father is asking a loan at the bank. Penny is afraid of trouble now that Madeline knows this. But it's the next day now, and since nothing has happened, Penny is in good spirits as she and Freddie drive to the farm.
Well, there's the joint right up there, Gibbsy.
Yeah, I remember, Freddie. This is where we turn off, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. The dirt road here.
Yep. Golly, this road will have to be fixed.
The whole joint's going to have to be fixed from top to bottom, Gibbsy. Going to take a lot of work to do it, too. A
lot of money, too, Freddie.
Well, I ain't worried about the dough, Gibbsy. I think the bank will give the old man the money real sure.
Oh, I certainly hope so.
What's to stop him, anyway? Well, I bet this farm's worth at least 10,000 fish any day.
Is it worth that much, Freddie? How large is it, do you know?
Yeah, Mr. Williams showed me around the joint the other day. Hey, you see that? About a mile?
No, I don't.
I guess you can't see it from here at that. Well, there, you see the big white house?
Yeah.
Well, the fence is about 100 feet this side of that. And then the farm runs that far in that direction.
I see.
Now, towards town, the joint runs down to about that big billboard back there that we passed on the road.
Oh, yeah, I remember it now.
That's how big it is along the highway. Then back from the road, you see, the land runs all the way back into that big bunch of pine trees to a little lake on the other side.
Good heavens, Freddie, is the farm that big?
Yeah, it sure is. Unless old man Williams is handing me a line. And we're turning all that cleared land into pasture, he says.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, that won't be no good until next spring to us, so I guess we're going to have to buy feed to carry us through the winter.
Oh, Freddie, you sound just like a professional dairyman already.
Well, I'm just telling you what old man Williams told me. What I know about the dairy business, Gibbsy, you can put in an undersized cream bottle.
Freddie. Well, you'll learn fast. You always do.
Yeah, sure. I know so little that every time I learn something, it's something that I learn. Oh, you can park the car right out there by the barn. Then we can walk up to the farmhouse from the back way.
All right. Oh, Freddie.
Huh?
You're sure this visit's all right with Mr. Williams?
Listen, Gibbsy, anything that's okay with me is okay with him. You know, he made me a full partner in this racket yesterday, and I took him up on it.
Well, there wasn't any question that you would, was there?
Yeah, it was a great big question, Gibbsy. I only took the offer because Nora said she wanted me to.
You, like Nora, don't you?
Well, we won't go into that right now. Park the car up here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we'll go on up into the house and see how the old man Williams is doing, huh?
Yep, you betcha. Oh, say, what's that noise, Freddie?
I don't know, Gibbsy. Sounds like somebody's hammering in the dairy barn. Let's go see what cooks, huh?
I'd like to. I haven't seen the inside of a barn or the dairy yet.
Well, it don't look like much yet. The fact is, it's sort of in a mess. Looks like it's been chewed up by a hurricane or something. Come on, we get out.
All right.
I guess I'll let you look around and see it, though.
But thank you, sir.
Wait a minute. I better close the car door. Buggy's going to be like an icebox inside if I don't.
Yeah, it's kind of cold out here, isn't it?
Yeah, sure is. Guess the first thing we're going to sell out here is going to be ice cream, huh?
Pretty nice.
Come on, this way, Gibbsy.
All right.
This is the door into the barn.
Lead the way.
Okay. Hey, Gibbsy.
Mm-hmm.
You know that crack that I made a minute ago?
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't so bad, was it?
Oh.
And dairies do sell ice cream, don't they?
They certainly do.
Wow. Say, look, you know, maybe this joint is fixed up to make ice cream, too. You know, old man William said it used to be the best dairy around here a few years ago.
Well, if it isn't equipped to make ice cream, you might be able to install the equipment.
Yeah. I guess I'll talk to old man Williams. I mean, Gibbsy, that I think maybe I'll talk my partner into it.
Oh, Freddy, you're very happy about all this, aren't you?
Yeah, sure am. What did you think? Yeah, hold it up, Gibbsy. I'll open the door for you.
All right. Thank you. Yep, the hammering is in here, all right.
Yeah, sure is. Wonder who's doing it. Here, wait, I'll close the door.
All right.
Man, it's really cold in here.
I bet it is.
You see your breath. Hey, who's there?
Who's that? Freddy?
Yeah, it's me, Mr. Williams.
Well, come on in, Freddy. Maybe you can give me a hand. I still don't like work, you know.
Hi there, Mr. Williams. How are you? Well, what are you doing to the place, huh?
Getting started on the repair work in here, son. Gonna be plenty, too. Oh, Miss Gibbs, what a pleasant surprise.
Hello, Mr. Williams. Are women allowed in the barn?
Only beautiful women, Miss Gibbs, which means you're more than welcome.
Hey, here now. What goes on here anyway, huh?
Don't let idle flattery fool you, Freddy.
Idle, Miss Gibbs? There's nothing idle about me anymore, not with what there is to do around here. I'm knocking out these rotted partitions, Freddy. We'll have to do without them or buy new lumber.
Yeah. Stuff sure is falling apart, ain't it, huh?
And so is the entire place, Freddy. I had no idea it was in such bad shape.
Oh, it doesn't look so bad, Mr. Williams.
Hmm? Were your job to put it in repair, Miss Gibbs. You'd think it did. Freddy, sometimes I wish you hadn't talked me into this.
Look at
my hands. Blisters. I think my back is breaking.
Hey, that's tough, all right. But I'll be out to help you starting right tomorrow morning. I'm quitting my job at Mr. B's.
Oh, are you quitting so soon, Freddy?
Well, yeah. You see, Mr. Williams and me, we figured the bank loan is a cinch, so I guess it's smart to get a running start on putting the joint in shape.
Well, I'm almost certain we'll get the loan, son. An investigator from the bank was out here yesterday, and he was amazed at the equipment we have here.
Yeah?
He had no idea the farm was so big.
Well, I guess we're in then, huh?
I'd say we were.
How about that, Gibbsy? And you was worried about that Dodge thing.
Well, I was, Freddy, but so far nothing's happened, so I guess I was wrong. Believe me, this is one time I'll be happy to be wrong.
I don't understand. Well, what's this about Miss Dodge?
Well, you remember her, don't you, Mr. Williams? Oh, she left my house the other day just as you came in.
Oh, yes, that's right. Rather cold young woman.
That dame is a walking icebox, Mr. Williams.
I know what you mean, son. You know, I saw her at the bank later that day, too, just after I'd seen Mr. Norris about the loan, but I don't think she noticed me.
She did, Mr. Williams. She told your daughter Nora that she'd seen you there and that she thought you were in some kind of trouble going to the bank.
Trouble is right. When I get that loan, I'll have nothing but trouble. Spelled W-O-R-K.
Well, it ain't going to kill you none, Mr. Williams. And when I get going out here myself, I think this is going to be a breeze.
Oh, it will it, son? Well, you wait till you get started. I've been out here since 7 o'clock this morning, and all I've done is knock out this one partition. Maybe it's rotted, but it's well-built.
Oh, the whole place looks as though it were well-built, Mr. Williams.
It is. And this is the old part of the dairy. You see the dairy itself. Maybe it is 15 or 18 years old, but has almost all the modern improvements.
Yeah, and the modern stuff it ain't got, Gibbsy, we're going to put in it. Oh, say, Mr. Williams, I just got an idea that maybe we ought to go into the ice cream business, too.
Good idea, Freddy, but we'd better worry just about the primary milk products at first.
Yeah, sure, I know that, but... Well, you know how kids go for ice cream better than they do for milk, Mr. Williams. And heck, if we dish out a first-rate ice cream here, why, we'll make $1 million.
I'll settle for $500,000. Miss Gibbs, would you like to look around the place?
Well, I'd love to, Mr. Williams. I've heard so much about it, I'm terribly anxious to see it.
Well, I'm anxious to knock off work for a while. Let's show her around our place, Freddy.
Okay. Hey, Gibbs, did you get that? He said our place. Hey, Mr. Williams, will you say that again? You know, there's something about the sound of that I kind of like. I wonder what it is.
Hey, Hello? 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 That's funny. They hung up.
Hello, Nora.
Oh, hello, Miss Gibbs.
Hi there, Nora. How's the kid getting along with the baby, huh?
Freddie Lang, you stop calling me kid.
Okay, kid.
Oh, you?
Nora, we've just been out at the farm to see your father.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. Now you'll have to go again.
We will. Why?
Well, I was going to tell you the second you came in, but I was all mixed up by that telephone call just now. The phone rang, but no one answered. That's the third time this morning it's happened.
Well, maybe it was a wrong number.
No, Miss Gibbs, it wasn't. Someone's at the other end of that line, I can tell. There's a click, and I get the dial tone again.
Hey, that's screwy. Maybe the phone's busted.
Oh, no, the phone's all right. Because once when it rang this morning, it was Mr. Norris at the bank.
The bank?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, must be about the loan, huh? Hey, Nora, what's the idea of holding out on us?
Well,
huh?
I was going to tell you, but well, these funny phone calls had me thinking of something else. Oh, the bank did call, and it is about the loan.
Oh, we get it, huh?
Well, I don't think they'd say anything about it over the phone, Freddie.
Oh, no, Mr. Norris didn't say anything, except he wants to see Daddy first thing tomorrow morning.
Well, that sounds good. Don't it, Gibbsy?
I don't know, Freddie.
Well, why not? Nora's old man said the investigator was out to give the joint the once-over yesterday, and he sort of liked the place. And then today, the guy with the dough calls up.
Look, Freddie, bank loans aren't made by one man. One man may recommend a loan, but it has to be passed by the board of directors.
Okay. So a bunch of guys have to okay the deal. Well, if the report's okay, and I don't see why it won't be okay, why shouldn't they let us have the dough?
I didn't say the bank wouldn't make the loan, Freddie. I just said we can't be too sure yet.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. Mr. Norris sounded awfully nice and friendly on the telephone.
Well, that may be because he wants to let us down easily.
Oh.
Freddie, I hate to be a killjoy, but I'm still worried about Madeline. She's been much too quiet since she found out about Nora's father wanting a loan.
Well, what can she do about it anyhow?
She can do a lot of things about it, Freddie.
Okay, so she can do a lot of things with that pile of dough of hers. But what's old man Williams to her? What's it to her if he gets the loan or if he don't get the loan?
Freddie, she knows that you and Mr. Williams are both interested in that loan. And she may hurt Mr. Williams in an effort to get even with you.
Well, Mr. Norris, the banker, wants to see Mr. Williams tomorrow morning. Is it to grant him the loan or tell him he can't have the money? Is it possible that Madeline Dodge has used her influence to stop the loan? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Did we hear somebody say they're wondering what to serve for dinner that will please everyone? Well, that's no problem. No, indeed. Just serve Kroger quality beef. Everybody's favorite main dish, and the beef you can count on being the very best right now. What a welcome home for your family when they find it's beef for dinner. What a pleasant surprise to find beef stew, or a delicious, magnificently thick steak, or a mouth-watering roast of beef in the place of honor. Whatever their favorite may be, your family is going to be mighty happy to find that tasty, nourishing beef dish on their own dinner table. So hurry up and get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store. Remember, Kroger quality beef, an exclusive Kroger feature, is deliciously tender and juicy. And it's at your Kroger store now. Now your local announcer.